This is Anne McCubbin here to talk with Irene Coll about our report, which is an overview of sport in Scotland. Irene, what's the report about?
The report looks at the structure and funding of sport in Scotland and performance against national targets. It also considers the arrangements that need to be in place for the delivery of the 2014 Commonwealth Games.
What are your main findings?
We found that not enough people are taking part in sport and the quality of sports facilities in Scotland needs to improve. We found that public bodies spend on average more than £558 million a year on sport, but targets for young people's participation are not being met and adult participation is declining. The Commonwealth Games offers a major opportunity to attract visitors and investment to Scotland. Arrangements to deliver the Games are at an early stage, and risks with staging major events such as this will need to be carefully managed.
You mentioned the Commonwealth Games there, so plans are progressing, and what more does your report have to say about this?
The report highlights that £298 million of public money has been committed to the Games, and we summarise the possible risks in staging this major event. Of course, it is early days and arrangements are also at an early stage, but we are keen to highlight the risks that need to be managed. The Games are an excellent opportunity to promote sporting activity and also to showcase Scotland internationally. The Games, though, they must be delivered against a deadline that can't be moved, and they will involve many different organisations and groups, so strong leadership, tight management of the risks will be essential.
And what about public participation rates? What are they like?
The level of participation in sport is declining. For example, in 2001, 49% of adults took part in sport at least once a week. By 2006, this had dropped to 42%. Participation by younger people also falls short of targets. For example, participation by teenagers has been declining over time. In 2001, 77% took part in sport, and this has now dropped to 69%.
And what did you find about the quality of facilities available?
We found that there are many examples of high-quality indoor facilities throughout Scotland. However, a 2006 review of facilities found that almost half of indoor sports facilities were constructed in the 1970s, the 1980s, and many of them were built to specifications and construction standards which are no longer considered acceptable. The cost of improving facilities has been estimated at £110 million a year over the next 25 years.
And finally, what are your key recommendations and what do you want to happen next?
We've made three recommendations aimed at the Scottish Government. Firstly, more work is needed to encourage participation and improved data is needed to monitor and evaluate participation levels. Secondly, there is a need for Scotland to take a nationwide approach to facility planning and investment. And finally, we would encourage the Scottish Government to take steps that the significant risks associated with staging the Games are properly assessed and managed.
Irene, thanks very much.